this morning, Paul Brow is with us. Paul is our pastor of our Midwest church, Haven of Rest, and he's going to be coming in a little while later in the service to share a little bit about that ministry, and then he's going to be sharing God's word with us later on in the service. We started that ministry about 18 years ago in a home Bible study, and then it moved into the community center there in the town hall. And that's the first time I met Paul, and that was several years ago. And Paul's been pastoring there for 6 years. And later in the service, he's going to come and he's going to share a little bit.
If you'll turn with me today to Ephesians chapter 6. And it talks about the whole armor of God. And we start in verse 10. And as we read down through here, we need to remember the things that Paul is saying. And the Apostle Paul, to me, is one of my favorites. I love to read his stuff over and over. If anybody knew what it was to battle with Satan, it would be Paul. And let's read down through here real fast. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you will be able to withstand in that evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication." And what we're going to look at today is, I know that mainly I'm talking to Christians. All of us have had struggles and battles in our lives. Every one of us, if I asked you at any time, do you have an enemy of some sort in your life? You ever had somebody that you had to deal with, a different person, somebody that you always had to struggle with? You ever been in a room with someone that you just can't seem to have a conversation without an argument breaking out? Anybody? You don't have to raise your hands. Don't raise your hands. I don't want to embarrass you. But I'll raise mine. I have several in my life that I cannot be in the same room with them without us arguing or getting into a fight. And, you know, the thing about it is one of the guys that, in particular, I love him very much as a person and as a man. This guy, he's a good person. I don't believe he's a Christian, but he's a good man. And every time that I speak about him, even though him and I cannot get along and him and I don't like each other, I always speak highly of this man. I always tell people, I says, this man is honest. He treats his employees very well, and he's very nice to them. I never try to cut him down. I always remember that him and I, there's still that enemy between us. It's always been there. We've known each other since we were kids. And I don't know why it's there, and it probably will never leave. But I've always show him respect. And something we're going to look at today in the Christian war that we have is we need to show somebody respect, and that's Satan. I'm not saying reverence or holiness, because he's not, because he's evil, he's wicked, and he's cruel. The Bible says to be careful. Why? Because he is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He wants to devour everybody that's in this room. If you're a Christian, he wants to kill your witness. If you're not a Christian, if you're not saved, you've never asked Christ in your life, he already has you. He doesn't have to work very hard to do what he needs to do with you. You're his. You're owned by him. We have three main things in our lives that we struggle with. I know that I do. Is we have Satan, we have the world, and we have to fight with ourselves. These are things that we have to be able to be prepared with. Be prepared to fight is these three things. It could be anything. Satan knows everything about you. There's nothing about you that he doesn't know. He's watched you from the day that you were born. He knows your faults. He knows your problems. He knows what it is that he can do to attack you and how to work at you. It could be lust. It could be anything. It doesn't matter what it is. He knows where to work at you. And he will try. He will dig at you to try to get you to fall. And those are things that we have to remember as Christians. We have to be the type of Christian that wants to stand up and say, no, you know, I'm done listening to you, Satan. I'm done listening to my flesh. I'm done listening to the garbage that the world preaches. The world every day is taking our children and trying to manipulate their minds, get our children to think differently, preparing them for Satan. That's what Satan does. He works hard at these things. I heard a story about this man. He said that when he was a young boy, he used to get bullied. And there was this bully that would take away his lunch money all the time. And when I heard this story, I laughed because there's a funny point to this story. He said that he went and he wanted to learn martial arts to be able to handle this guy, to be able to fight and be able to keep this guy from taking his lunch money every day. So he went and he started learning, and he started paying this man $5 for every lesson to learn how to fight against this bully. And then one day he come to the realization that, you know, I'm paying this guy $5 per lesson. It's cheaper for me to pay the bully. So he started paying the bully. He gave in. See, that's the thing about Christians is we can't give in, guys. We cannot give in when Satan tries to push the stuff that he does at us. We have to stand up and do as Christ did when Satan tried to tempt him. What did he use? He used the Word of God. He used the Old Testament. He used things to fight against Satan. And we have the whole Bible today. We have the Old and New Testament. We can fight against him by using the Word of God. That is what we have to do. To fight against him, to fight against the world. The Bible tells us in 1 John 2:15, to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves this world, the love of the Father is not in him. So if you love this world and the things of this world, God's love really isn't in you. It's really not. And ourselves, the Apostle Paul struggled. As holy and as righteous as I thought he was when I read his stuff, and amazing I thought he was as I read through his books, he said of himself in Romans 7:18, he says, "For I know that is in me, that is in my flesh, dwells a no good thing. For the will is present with me." He says, I'm trying hard, but it's tough to fight against what my flesh wants. But how to perform which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. We as Christians still have to struggle with sin. We still have to struggle with things that we do. You find that out in the workplace. I've worked in the oil field since 1984. I still work there today. I work for a company that we do a lot of different stuff in the oil field. I teach people how to do stuff. I teach them how to control oil and to work with oil. And you know, I learn that out there that Satan has great control over these people. Great control. And the only way they'll ever know Christ is through you and through me. And it could be any way you can reach these people. Mainly, it's by becoming their friend and being a light and a witness to them. Let them see in you what they don't see in the world. Let them see a difference, right? They need to see a difference between you and the world. You need to stand out. The Bible tells us to be a light unto the world. And that's what we as Christians need to do. One of the first things it tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 is to be strong in the Lord in the power of His might. We sometimes as Christians forget that I'm weak and I can fail and I can do things that I shouldn't do and I say things that I shouldn't say. But if I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might, I can overcome those things. I can overcome the way I want to say things towards people. I've learned, this took me a lot of years to learn, because I don't have a mouth filter. I don't. But Christ has taught me to have a mouth filter. That way I filter my words before they come out of my mouth when I say, hey, stupid. You know, that is not the way to approach somebody, especially if you want to lead somebody to Christ. You don't start out by saying, man, that was the stupidest thing you've ever done. We don't do that. As Christians, we go to the Savior, Jesus Christ, and He gives us the strength that we need. The strength, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. We need to remember that. James 4:8, it says over there to draw nigh to God, draw close to Him. And what will He do? He will get close to you. Draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts. So He tells us as Christians, we're not perfect. And we have to constantly repent and keep coming back to Christ and asking Him to, you know, forgive me for what I've done and help me watch my mouth, help me watch my actions, help me watch the way I talk to people. And other things He tells us to put on the whole armor of God, meaning you don't leave nothing behind. Meaning that if you're not, the Bible tells us to study to show yourselves approved unto God. A workman needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. If you're a Christian and you know Christ as your Savior, you should be in the Word of God. You should be in Bible studies. You should be in church. Why? To learn more, to know more, to get the Bible buried in your heart and make it a part of your life. Not to make church I'll get there if I get there. I work a job. I'm at church all the time. So I don't buy the whole, you know, I was busy this week. I mean, my family, we don't go to bed till late at night. I mean, we have church. I work. My wife, she works. She has a job. I mean, we're busy 24/7. So I don't buy the whole, you know, I'm just too tired to go to church. I'm too tired to be at church. But, you know, we show up because I want to make sure that I don't make a mistake in my Christian life with Christ. Because Satan is always waiting for me to make a mistake. I have a story. It's kind of an odd story. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you. And I hope you guys will forgive me if you think it's bad. This story is a personal story. I've been praying and reading my Bible and staying close to Christ. And doing what I could to not make mistakes. And we just got married. Me and Sonia did. And I swear it wasn't very long after we were married. I was walking through a parking lot and this girl that I knew from years before, she says, hey, why don't you come over to my house and hang out? And before I knew what I said, I don't even remember making these words in my mind. I said, like that'll ever happen. And I kept walking. I got in my car and I left. And you know, what would have happened if I hadn't been praying and hadn't been spending time with Christ? You know what I mean? I am not perfect, guys. And I know you guys are not either. What would happen if I wasn't staying close to Christ? That's why I go to church. That's why I pray. That's why I read my Bible. That's why I stay close, draw nigh to God. That's why I cleanse my hands. That's why we do these things. If you're a Christian, and if you're not doing that, I challenge you today to start. Start getting closer to Christ. Draw close to Him. Cleanse your hands and just draw close to the Lord. The next thing is the spiritual battle. We have to have the weapons. One of the weapons we just spoke about is the Word of God. He says in verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you're able to stand against in that evil day and have done all to stand. Stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness and having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16, he says, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the darts of the wicked one. The thing about the wicked one is he's going to do everything he can to mess with your mind. You know, when I first got saved, it took a while of getting close to God for a lot of the stuff that I had learned from a small boy until I was 23 years old when I accepted Christ as my Savior, when I asked Him to forgive me and come into my life. I was taught a lot of things, a lot of evil things, a lot of things that really did not leave me when I first got saved. The Bible does say that, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, all things become new. All things go away. Well, you know, they didn't all go away right away. It took a while. And I still struggle with some of the garbage that my father taught me and my family taught me and my friends taught me and my best friends and the friends that I grew up taught me. I mean, this stuff was still there. It was still in my head. And I'm sure it's the same with you. If you just accepted Christ as your Savior and you're a new Christian, I mean, don't give up. Don't be like the guy that gave in to the bully and went back to him. I mean, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And another thing we'll look at is our war is always a spiritual war. It's a spiritual warfare that we have. And He tells us in Romans 13:14, I want to read a scripture to you. I didn't read this morning, but I want you guys to hear this. He says in Romans 13:14, he says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We as Christians still at times, we look at things we shouldn't look at. We do things that we shouldn't do. We need to put ourselves in a place where we'll be protected. We're protecting ourselves and being careful of the things that we do. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the things of this flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are carnal. Are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and it brings it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in the readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is filled. So what he's saying is, even though we're Christians and we're struggling, we have a spiritual warrior that's with us at all time, and that's God. And it's the Holy Spirit, and He can help you. He says that He can cast down. You see, Christians today, I've seen so many Christians that have mental problems, that have mental struggles. And I'm not saying anything bad about those things. I'm just saying if you stay close to Christ and let Him be your thoughts, let Him be the way that you think. Let Him take over the way you think. And let Him have all control of your thoughts. He can help you with those kind of things, with mental struggles, with mental problems. If you're willing to turn it over to Him, He says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. If you're struggling with something like that, see, when I first got saved, I thought I was crazy. I thought I was going nuts because I had all of these thoughts from the time I was a young boy completely overrunning me and keep hitting me hard over and over. And I kept thinking, man, there's got to be something wrong with my mind. And then I kept reading the Bible and one thought would go away. I keep reading the Bible and another thought would go away. And after several years, these thoughts just kept going till they were finally gone. And I was able to deal with reality instead of the thoughts that were constantly barbaric, however you say that word, attacking my mind. I don't know how to say it. It just ain't coming out of my mouth. But that's the thing is the Bible took those words, those thoughts, and removed them. And when I was a young man, I had so much fear that I never told anybody about. I was afraid to tell people I was scared. And I talked this morning about a movie that we watched. I know it was during the 80s. It was Nightmare on Elm Street. And in that movie, what happens is if the children on that street fell asleep, what would happen? This demon, Freddy Krueger, would come up and he would attack them and he would murder them. I lived with those type of thoughts every night for many years, thinking that when I fell asleep, the dreams were so horrible that I would stay up for hours until I was so exhausted I'd fall asleep. That's what my, and it was all coming from shame and coming from evil and sin that I had committed before I got saved. Because of the way I lived my life and the way I treated people so evilly, and I was so hard on people and wanted to hurt them at nighttime. During the daytime, I was this big tough guy that, you know, he could fight everybody and he could whip everyone around him, you know, and that was the image I wanted people to see, but they didn't understand the pain that I had when I went to bed at night. They didn't understand the evil that attacked me at the end of the day. They didn't know that I was actually a coward. I was actually just a horrible sinner that needed the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And when I accepted Jesus as my Savior, it took some time. But what one of the first things I learned was right here. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. That was one of the things that I learned. And it taught me how to overcome those kind of thoughts and how to get past that. We do have armor, and those are the things that we need to remember, and we need to remember to stand and not give up. And we'll look at this again. We have three things that we're going to deal with in your life and with mine: Satan, ourselves, and the world. How are you guys going to deal with it this coming week? Are we going to be like the young man that gave in to the bully? Or are we going to stand up? Are we going to stand up and fight for what God wants us to fight for? And that is fight to win this battle, to not let Satan win. And the story of Churchill, when the Nazis were getting ready to take over Britain, Churchill did not want to give up. Churchill was a great man. He was one of my heroes. Churchill knew that if something didn't happen, that they were going to be taken over by the Nazis, by Hitler. And he says, we will defend this island. He says, whatever the cost will be, we're going to defend this island. We will fight on the beaches. We will fight on the grounds. He says, we will fight in the water. He says, we will fight in the streets and we'll fight in the fields. He says, we will never surrender. And that's the thing is I'm trying to get to come across to everybody today, is don't ever surrender to Satan. Don't surrender to the world. Don't surrender to your lust, to your yourself, to what your body wants, what your mind might want. We know what's right and we know what's wrong. We just need to fight for that. Thank you.
You are all I need. you are our own. Jesus, you're all I need. I am seldom fearless, but I am never hopeless. In the deepest abyss, you are all I need. I am seldom fearless, but I am never hopeless. In the deepest abyss, you are all I need. For you are all, you are all. You are all I need. Lord, you are all. You are all. Jesus, you're all.